Okay, hi, Coast 93.1. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, continuing blown off here. Normally, you know, a date, a couple dates, and then all of a sudden the person ghosts or you're getting blown off. In this case, it was what seems like sort of dating. And Craig, you said you didn't just ghost. You did text Christy.
No, I mean, I know that's not the ideal way to try and end something. I mean, Christy's cool. I mean, she's a really nice woman, but she met the kids at the grocery store and she kind of came on a bit strong, you know, before I was even ready to introduce them to her.
Okay.
So then I tried to kind of scramble and make things work and have like a little, you know, movie night at home and things got a little weird there.
What do you mean weird?
Weird, like she, you know, told the kids that, you know, she thought she was falling in love with me and you know, she had gifts and like, you know, turned it into like a cookie party and stuff. The divorce is still really kind of new to the kids and, you know, hell, they don't even like me half the time. I mean, so it's just,
how old are they? Are the girls, boys?
They're 10 and 13, a girl and a boy.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
so in
a tough age.
Yeah, they're in that age, yeah. Right.
Yeah, and so, you know, Christy was trying to connect with them, and they were making snarky remarks, and I tried to get them to stop, and you know, it got really sort of tense, and then Christy started crying and felt like the kids were, you know, bullying them.
Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
Mean, and I just wanted to know, like, how much I care about you, and that I'm super excited, and I would love to be their stepmom, you know, like, I just wanted to understand that.
Yeah, I think they're not, I mean, I'm not even sure I'm ready to be in, like, a super committed relationship, and they're still coping with the divorce, and
wow.
You know, the idea of me moving on is just not something that they're comfortable, you know, with yet. I mean,
I totally get it. I'm fine with taking it slow, you know, like I understand.
I know, you know, it kind of doesn't seem that way sometimes because you were crying in front of my kids. You asked them why they were bullying you. Yeah.
They were very mean, though. You have to admit, they were very mean. And I was just trying to be nice and show them what a lovely family.
But they're kids. They're teenagers. I tried to get them to dial it back, but they're dealing with a lot right now. And you know, the notion of you being in love with me and you being their, you know, stepmom is just, I mean, it's a lot for them. And I've got to think of them first.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of thinking of you.
Yeah, it's true. And you got to tread lightly, Christy. You got to tread lightly.
Yeah. I've kind of experienced, you know, something similar with me, you know, meeting my partner and then meeting his kids a little bit earlier than either of us had planned or expected to. And I'm not saying I'm an expert on this, but I think that you kind of have to let the kids set. Let dad and the kids kind of set the speed, and that's something where you kind of gotta just pump the brakes a little bit, I think.
I mean, I would agree. They just saw how happy we'd be together, you know, what a cute family we'd make. Like, I think they'd feel better about it, you know, with a little time.
Craig, let me ask you a question, Craig, and this may be a little bit pointed, and I don't want to be mean.
No,
but
okay.
But Craig, was this more like you realized that you may have been moving too quickly, or like Christy was moving too quickly?
I think it's a little from column A and a little from column B. I mean, Christy's nice, and I would have introduced her, you know, to the kids in a more reasonable time frame, but it happened the way that it happened, and it just kind of threw everything for a loop, and she pressed pretty hard I would say forced the issue, and now it's just not gonna work.
Can I just ask a question, Christy? Did you happen to run into them at the grocery store, or was that really by chance?
Oh god, of course. Skeptical Kelly.
I'm just asking.
I mean, I know when he picks up his kids, he goes and takes them grocery shopping for the weekend so that, you know,
okay,
they get what they like at this grocery store. So I wasn't stalking him or anything crazy like that. I just, you know.
Right.
But it wasn't a complete accident.
Right.
No, it wasn't a complete accident.
Wow, Kelly has good instincts.
Well, I'm just saying. I felt it.
It sounds like. Well, I don't want to jump to any conclusions. But Craig, is this something that you could see, you know, maybe rekindling down the road, or giving it another shot, or is this kind of like?
I don't think so. I mean, it just feels like it's not going to work. I mean, I don't think the kids are ever going to be like won over. They don't have a real great feeling about it now. It's just too soon for them, for anybody, frankly.
Yeah. Right, their right. Mom. Maybe this was helpful to Craig in realizing that he may have to slow down the timeline himself.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. Christy, sorry we didn't have a better...
Oh, sorry, Christy. I know you're really trying hard.
Yeah.
I know.
I like him a lot. I do like him a lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Time to move forward, and that's that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much, you guys.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Christy. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for answering, Craig.
You got it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Stepmom.
If you're ever getting blown off, go to coast931.com.